This is the Tyler Beaver, number 3. It's June 20, 2005.
W-I-L-E-Y to the Beaver. He's a rad little pimp that's never limp. He's little, furry, brown, and cool. He's seen his mouth, last name's man. He's even got a band. Willie lives in P-Town. He's always down. Parties like half with the girl. Short, blonde, and sweet. 1 foot tall with a long tail. He sometimes eats a veil. Every time and again, someone coming along to ask the Beaver, where's the bomb?
Columbia Gorge?
Willie, it's so nice to see you. Oh my god, what a pleasant surprise. We were totally not expecting this.
Willie, are you gonna stay here till the heat dies down a little bit?
Willie, I'm so excited. You have to check out your dam. Your dam's holding back so well. It's really, really holding up. You did a super job making it.
Me.
What are you doing here? What do you do now?
Me.
So, why do you take all these girls? I mean, what'd the guy do?
Me.
Yeah, okay. That's too much. Just put that away. Way too much. Oh my god.
That's why I like the long tail.
Me.
Oh yeah? Let's just do it.
This is the Timely Beaver number 3, and it is June 20th, 2005. It's Mike, Ted, Emily, and Sam, and we're actually on the road today. We're in Corvallis, Oregon, which is about 90 miles south of Portland. It's where we all went to college, and we're in Sam's living room recording this. So we're trying to figure out how to record this stuff on the road and broadcast.
So yeah, Willie's on tour. He's, man, he is just traveling around, so... Watch
Willie!
Out.
Yeah. Willie's going crazy. He went to the bar Friday night, up in Portland. And you'll get to hear and you check out.
He came in through the back door, so to say.
Willie's so cool, he doesn't want a painted cover, so he just goes to the back door and stuff.
Yeah. What if he didn't know he wasn't painting the cover?
Huh?
What if he could prove his innocence?
I think there was enough, you know, the place was so big, he had no idea where to go watch the band. You know, this is one of these large bars, it's huge. It had like 12 pool tables.
It was awesome.
It was pretty nice, really well done. The bands were awesome.
Yeah, the bands rocked all the way through. Let's see here, we had Pink Snowflake.
Super Flop, and of course one of our favorite bands, Bly.
Yeah.
And we actually interviewed them, and you'll hear that... later on the show today, but hey, do you guys have anything interesting happen this week and stuff? What's going on with you guys?
I've been on vacation.
Oh, Sam's on vacation.
I have to say, the Max man has had some very funky people riding on the Max recently. I don't know what it is. They're just like rude, pushing people, kind of like in Rush Hour, fooling with. I think it's because school's out, so there's more. Hoodlum teenagers running around.
You know, I had some crazy crap. My bus got egged for the second time in 2 weeks.
Man.
And then somebody threw tar. Like tar you would make your, like to put shingles on your roof with, like roofing tar, on the bus. And I have no idea how to get that shit off.
That's really strange.
I was like, you know.
I think we need to sleep out in the bus for a night with a shotgun.
We could have gone camping this weekend.
We could have gone camping.
But we're all freaking lame.
Yeah, we are. We could have gone out yesterday, but, you know,
somebody just thought it would take way too long and wanted to take a shower instead of going camping.
But if we would have left on Friday, like the original plan was.
Hey.
It was shitty weather on Friday.
It was crap. It was rain.
Let's have a boxing match, man.
Oh, Dinner. You want to go?
I want to go, baby.
You want to go? Come on, let's take it on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Ted is crying on the floor.
Sam.
That hurt.
I won. You're the loser.
I am the big loser.
Loser.
Ted's always been a loser, though.
My secret move was the Indian pants.
The Indian pants?
Yeah.
What?
Aren't your underwear stuck clear up your butt right now, Ted?
What the fuck are you talking about,
That was my professional wrestling move that won the fight.
Oh, yes. The infamous double
whirly
backflip.
You ruined it, Ted.
I did ruin it.
Yep. I never heard of an Indian pants. We call it a wedgie back in the rest of the universe, but yeah.
Well, I'm from the Okies, which is part of the show, so we call them Indian pants there.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Aren't you from Montana? I think that explains a lot of things.
I don't know where I can claim where I'm from anymore.
I think Sam is grew up in Montana for a while.
Planet.
I think she pleads the fifth on that.
Yeah. See, I grew up in San Francisco, where it's a little... Well, I'm not going to say it's normal, but, you know... Kind
San
of
Francisco is normal.
No, I'm not going to say it's normal,
not,
but...
No, it can't be said in the same sentence, dipshit. Anyways, Ted, where are you from?
I'm from San Jose. I'm from the Bay Area, too.
Wow.
Yeah, we're
migratory.
We keep that a secret, though.
You don't know where we're from.
Oh.
You do
I
not
forgot.
Know.
Emily is from where?
Seattle.
Yeah.
Seattleite.
Yeah. All you city folk.
Pretty cool.
All right. Well.
What else are we doing on this show?
We got Shaving Sounds of Ted Part 2.
Duh.
And another VBM, of course. And some music from Bly with their interview. It's pretty sweet.
But, right on.
And also... We got this, this is a crazy man out there. His name's Pit Stain Jim.
And, what was that name again?
Pit Stain Jim. Yeah, you'll have to check it out, so.
Attention ladies, good-looking handsome gentlemen will clean your house and your friends' houses, or wash and wax your cars and his boxers, if you will help him design and get his website off the ground. Oh God, what a desperate guy. www.blowmegear.com, a new e-commerce windsurfing and kiteboarding company. Yes, I will even do windows, but I won't wear Speedos. Oh God, hope he doesn't wear Speedos. Jesus.
That was Meg with another Meg's List, and this is Fear by Bly from Portland.
Sing me the sweetest lullaby, 'cause I'm only laughing. See my sad bomber build himself up in a fuel truck on the street today. We're buying what they're feeding us, the media's deceiving us. The bomb just keeps on tick, 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 tick. Wash away, wash away our fear. While they keep on lying, wash away. So tell me, all you people, have we learned? What the hell we're gonna do when the tables are finally turned?
The other day, I decided to make a recipe that I got off the internet, and the recipe is called for African vegetable stew. And it was a bunch of vegetables you cut up and kind of steam in their own juices for a while, and it's pretty good. It has potatoes, onions, garlic, bok choy, and yams, and garbanzo beans, and rice. So it's this little thing you cook. And the other day I cooked it, and I just wasn't really paying attention to the recipe. I only cooked it a couple times, and wasn't very good at it. But I forgot one step, and it ruined the whole thing. I forgot to pat down the rice until it got all wet when you put the rice in. Because you don't pre-cook the rice. You just kind of throw it in and let it cook. But I forgot to do this one step, and it ruined the whole thing, and I was just like, ugh, so disappointed. It's amazing how if you don't follow the directions every time, then they won't work.
Here, we're going to interview the Bossa Nova. This is Ted and Mike, and we got Willie.
Man, man, man,
they're from Beaver.
And, we're hanging out at the Bossa Nova with Bly. We have Jax on the vocals and lead guitar, Susan on the bass, the vocals, and Matt, the new drummer, on the drums. He's kicking it. And I think, your music is amazing. But, you know, for the audience, you know, how would you describe your music?
We're making a type of music that is completely anti what's happening on modern rock radio right now, which is basically a bunch of wannabes imitating the Gang of Four, playing like really lame British dance punk that was happening in 1995 in Brooklyn, like, and so tired and played out that we don't want to do that. So we came to the conclusion that we just want to make music that people that buy two records a month would maybe consider buying our records.
You know, you should mention our side project. It's actually called the Gang of Seven.
Yeah, yeah. The Gang of Seven. Yeah, when we add like four more members, there's a sampler and everything. It's crazy, but it's still danceable.
That'd be Gang of Nine, actually, Zach.
Gang of Nine.
Gang of Nine. Yeah.
You know, there's one thing where we
have GF9.
No, we get an 8-ball, a fifth of Jack Daniels, and we just call like six other people, and we call it Gang of Nine, and we just have a blowout in our dining room.
Particularly, it's called a Mui Power Blast. That's fucking rocking. So would you say you guys are trying to go against the grain of this modern crap that's
coming
out.
Against the grain, man. Fuck that shit. You're talking about crop circles, bitch.
We just want to throw... We just tell Matt, like, pick people out in the audience that look annoying to him and throw drumsticks during crash hits.
I would say that we just write songs and, you know, the music that we make is the music we make. We're not really trying to follow the trend.
Yeah. That's sweet.
Actually, we're trying to put the Northwest on the map.
Yeah.
Without taking a crap.
That's awesome, man.
I'm taking craps and literally putting the Northwest on the map. Just because I actually was reading the map and trying to figure out where I was going to go. And then there's a toilet paper, so I actually had to rip a piece of it and then rip my ass. But unfortunately, it was where I was born. Really,
so I heard you got a new drummer, Matt, here. He's been, you showed up on the scene recently. So how do you like the new change with the new drummer?
We hate it.
I personally hate it because I think he might be better looking than me. He's stealing my ass.
And I'm bald, so go get him. It must be the tattoos. I don't know.
Yeah, he comes off more dangerous than not only any other drummers, but also me. So I hate him.
So, do you guys have any cool upcoming shows, like not in Portland, but afar, like maybe Seattle or California?
Yeah, we're planning a little mini tour for August.
Sweet. Awesome.
Yeah, mainly California.
Are you gonna hit up San Francisco at all?
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. Reading Factory, LA, a couple other gigs, random.
Now, what about your albums? Do you have any new releases coming up anytime soon?
We're thinking about putting out a live record.
With Matt, of course.
With Matt.
Oh, yeah.
And we're gonna get some recording trucks out here and record all the like strange live banter that includes some of the details from our personal lives that we don't want to share. And,
well, they have to share me though. They have to share me with Typhoon Killer.
The strength is in our lives, and I want to capture that. So,
gotcha.
I mean, that should definitely come out and see Bly Live.
No, Maddie's really a local up and comer of Typhoon Killer, so we're sharing him, and he possibly has some.
I'm in both
things.
Bands. I'm in Bly and I'm in Typhoon Killer.
Typhoon Killers. Now, you guys have a website. Which one is it though?
Flythebeaver.com.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks you guys for coming out. We love Beaver. We love the Beaver.
Yeah.
We're all about it. And in fact, I've done some scenic paintings. I'm actually a scenic painter. I painted a mural in the gymnasium for the basketball team there. Yeah. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually worked on that. I actually got my ass up on some scaffolding and did some of that. So I'm all about you guys.
That's cool. So yeah, this is Bly, Susan, Matt, and Zach, and we had a great time here at the Bossa Nova, and we really want to thank them for coming out and playing and giving us this interview. And
thanks for coming out, man.
Yeah, thanks you guys.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
If life is like a letter,
if life is.
see the morning.
All right, guys, that was Bly with A Beautiful One. Shaving Sounds with Ted.
There we go. On all the nice spots. Right where you need it. Gonna lather you up and shave you down. Hold still. Ooh. There you go. Feed up into it. Just hold still. No blood, no fuss. And you're done. Enjoy your new cat, man.
This has been Shaving Sounds with Ted.
Hey, Pa!
Hey, son. Man, this really pisses me off. This darn dog. Jubub, he can't win a race. I don't know what's going on. He races against these other dogs. I think he's fast. I mean, you've seen him run, but...
He's the fastest here, Pod.
He can't win a race. I don't know. He's gonna have to start winning. Earn some money, earn his keep, or else I don't know what's gonna happen. We might have to send you back to the carnival.
No, not the carnival, Rock, Scoop, to Poop.
Well, I don't know what you're gonna think about doing, but... Better get those poop and scooper skills back into play.
No!
No, sorry. I don't know.
What's all the ruckus around here? Come out here and eat some of my good old tater salad.
No tater salad. We need cooter salad. Oh, yeah, that good stuff.
Why don't you head down to the swap and round me up some of them cooters, y'all?
All right, we can do that. So, we're going to the swamp, get some cooter turtles.
Right on, Pa. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome. You know, I know how you love catching those cooter turtles.
Oh, they're so slimy and slip right through my little hands.
Got to make sure they don't snap at you, though.
Oh, I've just been bending over, man. It's not a big deal. Hey, Best Buddy Jim, guess what? The grocery outlet has Copenhagen and Rainier on sale!
On sale? Oh, they never have it on sale!
I know! We better get down there fast!
Yeah, okay, hon. We're going to the grocery outlet. We're getting Rainier and Copenhagen. You need anything?
Why don't you pick me up a chicken?
Oh, a chicken, yeah.
I need some chicken.
Okay, we ain't gonna go get cooter salad today. We'll have to go get chicken, yeah.
Chicken, yeah.
Two, the Mulletmobile.
Hey, I hope you all enjoyed today's show. It was a lot of fun putting it together for you out here on location.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it was a great time. We had a blast down in Corvallis. We just came down for one night last night, went out to the bar and stuff, and we had a blast. We had fun hanging out with all our friends down here. And
don't forget about the late night dinner at Cherry's.
Shouldn't have eaten the steak fajita scramble with French toast last night at 3 in the morning. That was kind of a dumb move on my part.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that. That was...
I haven't been hungry all day today.
The worst part is my toilet, my bathroom, my...
I'm keeping the toilet happy.
You have issues.
I'm keeping the toilet happy. No, hope you guys check out Bly.
Yeah, find him at myspace.com/Bly.
I think Pitstain Jim should come back and visit.
Maybe he should come back and visit, you know?
Yeah.
So, hope you guys like the show and check out our website, www.timelybeaver.com, where you can download the shows, get pictures, link to the bands.
And don't forget, the beaver always comes on time.
Dude, the German goth kids are all over us.
Willie, the beaver. Willie, the beaver.